The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Here's a question. What would the state save if it scrapped bottled water in the school meals scheme? Well, the whole thing has been reviewed by the government's Economic and Evaluation Service. But I suppose a fundamental question is, why is bottled water, in plastic one presumes, included in the first place when schools already have drinking water on tap? Joe Neville is a Fine Gael TD on the Public Accounts Committee and he's with me in the studio. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you? And good morning to all the listeners and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So they've done the sums. How much would be saved if there were no bottled water, if there was no bottled water supplied?
Yeah, what they said was it was would be 10 million in the report, as I said, it would be 10 million annual spending. So that was something I raised. And look, you could say anecdotally, I know my wife's a primary school teacher and I've got children in primary school and I know that they don't get bottled water. So it's not something attributable to all schools. But what the assessment was that in the schools that they had done, that they calculated out that that would be the number. So hence the reason it came up. And I suppose, as I said, it was so the Department of Social Protection were up before us in the PAC before Christmas. So these sort
so
of
they run the scheme?
Yes, Department of Social Protection actually
not
run the scheme.
Of
not
Education.
The Department of Education, exactly.
Okay, so what's the price per bottle?
The price per bottle, the allowance put in is 30 cents.
30 cents, so obviously you can do the sums, just do the math. How many students get it?
The calculation was 183,000 students, that's what the calculation was. So 183,000 students, and then, as I said, it calculates out at 10 million per year, as per the report. Mm. Now, and what I did like was that the Department of Public Expenditure were doing a report on it in the first place, because what that shows reflects governance and it reflects the willingness of the government to check in on their own schemes and their own plans to ensure that the taxpayer does get value for money. And, you know, and obviously in the Public Accounts Committee, that's something that it's a constituent part of what we do. So it all links in. And I suppose these are the sort of questions
Now you mentioned that schools have drinking water on tap.
Yeah.
I presume there might be some schools in the odd place where what comes out of the tap might not be regarded as safe. And I'm thinking of, you know, boil water notices in some parts of Kilkenny from time to time and in other parts of the country. But generally speaking, you say most schools would have proper drinking water.
Yeah, look, and I think it's something I suppose we all know as Irish people, the one good thing that we have, we've a, you know, good water system as such. It works, you know, a lot of us, we can have proper tap water, unlike when we go abroad. In a lot of countries, it's not always like that. But at the same time, as you said, there is boiled water notice in certain places. And one thing, I was actually talking to a principal who I know, you know, down in another part of the country, and she was saying that it is an issue that they don't have proper water, you know, for them, that they can't use in the school. But they actually got a system put in place as well for filtered. So they actually kind of went ahead and actually kind of invested in that way. So they got ahead of the bottled water as well. And I think that's where there are needs like that.
Now, there are a number of issues attached to this. One is the whole nature of the bottled water. It's in plastic, inevitably.
Exactly, yeah.
Although there are some kind of cardboard containers for bottled water, but even then they may have a plastic sleeve inside. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they would all have to be recycled anyway.
Yeah, they'd have to be recycled. So it's tedious. But you weigh that up against the convenience. Can you imagine, where's your cup? I've lost my cup. I left my cup at home. Well, here's another cup. We'll have to wash that and da-da-da-da-da. So a bottled water sealed with a cap that is opened, and when it's opened, then the cap stays attached to the bottle. You know,
yeah,
the way
no, exactly. Look, I get
convenience versus cost.
I do understand that. And I think, you know, look, I suppose I'm also coach underage teams, and I know that, you know, children do bring their bottles to matches and training. So a lot of I know they all do have them, a lot of them with their names. And look, and I know that's not always the case for everyone. And with that, I think obviously schools can try and figure that out for where they feel where there's a gap for certain families.
If you're aiming for perfection, you're not going to get it.
You're not going to get it, no.
Just try and do it the best you can.
Yeah, and I think that's just one of the findings of the report. But as I said, because of the scope of the school meals has really increased over the last number of years. Like the value, the cost to the state now is which is a really positive thing, by the way, because now it's been rolled out to all 550,000 primary schools students. But the cost has escalated with that.
Sure,
it makes sense. It's up to 300 million a year. So I do think it's really important now that we do get value.
Now, because you have separation between the two departments, you've got social protection running the scheme and you've got the Department of Education paying, if you like, the headage payment per student. Any school that is efficient and uses tap water doesn't get a bonus.
No, and what they would do is they just they apply under a lower cost. You know, the cost is 30 cent difference. It's like, you know, it's 220.
So any saving they make by being efficient in this regard, it doesn't reward them.
not in that case, they don't apply for it in the first place. You know, and it's, and that's one other issue that I brought up on the Public Accounts Committee as well, was that, you know, the requirement for feedback back from schools as regard waste, you know, meal waste, you know, and how's that, and how that works. And also I brought up about the importance of the nutritional value of the food. And that's something that they have really focused on even this year, where before there used to be foods of a lower quality allowed as a treat, chicken nuggets per se, just as an example, whereas now that has been taken out as of September. So as I said, these are positive incremental steps, but I'd be pushing for the department to get there sooner rather than later.
Now, the other final thing, I suppose, is with the bottled water, and I mean, people can talk about plastic residues and so on, but I mean, we're all using those bottled waters from time to time. But I mean, there's one thing you can probably say for sure: they are hygienic to use.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, the sealed bottle, take the cap off, put your lips to the neck of the bottle, and you're not going to come across any bugs.
Yeah, look, and as there is positives for it there, but it's more of a case of where it's possible. Because we all know, look, we've all grown up drinking water out of taps, and you know where it is there and in schools.
And that many mouths embrace the same brass tap on many
pre-COVID.
Occasions.
Pre-COVID, many teams share the same bottle of water, but glad I think those days are gone. But at the same time, schools, a lot of schools don't obviously use them, the bottles don't avail of that. So it's a question of maybe to see as much as we can to try and get that value for money where possible.
And also for the organisation in the school, queuing up for the tap.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and there's all sorts of issues here.
There are elements. But at the same time, where I'd say is that because Pat, it's a recurring cost and it's something that's going to be in that school forever, I would say is that if it means that we
get yourself organised.
That's what I mean. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, there is a comparison you can make with those wallets for the mobile phones, that scheme. That scheme, I think, had a total budget one-off of 9 million, was it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the pouches.
And this scheme would save 10 million every year.
Exactly. You know, so that is the case where you just, once again, it's something that's always going to be with us. So if there's a capital element of a cost or, you know, minor capital element, more water fountains in schools, you know, I definitely think that that should be looked at rather than, you know, rather than just kind of accepting a bottle as a thing in
now,
certain
we knew the exceptions would pop up. My sons are in a primary school in Cork, which has 600 plus pupils. They have no access to drinking water during the day.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to get that. And that's the thing. And maybe it's a case where that school requires that they do need better systems, you know, a better upgrade of the water infiltration system, the water filter system in the schools. That would make absolute sense. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want to do that. No more than you're going to get other texts potentially in where people go, well, our schools don't avail of the bottled water, don't have it, which is fine too.
Yeah.
But where we do need, where there can be an improvement in individual schools in the water coming into the schools, I would definitely do it. But obviously, if they do need to keep the water bottles in certain schools like that, Texture in Cork, you know, go ahead and do it. No problem at all.
Yeah, this is not prescriptive. It's
honestly not at
it's
all.
It's best practice. That's what you're
best
searching
practice.
For.
And value, best practice, value for money for the taxpayer. That's the key across the board.
Yeah, Texture, final one. It requires a lot of fossil fuel to make all of those plastic bottles. So it's not that hard to bring your own bottle. But again, circumstances may inhibit
differ
that.
Per person. Exactly.
All right, Joe Neville, Fine Gael TD for Kildare North. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.